zum Fleck. Des hellen Mondes auf dem Rücken seines schwarzen Wolken. Des hellen weißen Fleck. Des hellen Mondes auf dem Rücken seines schwarzen Rockes.
Also nehmt einfach ein bisschen Make-up. Und tragt das eben auf die Flächen auf, wo ihr denkt, dass ihr es braucht. Und da ist es natürlich jetzt ganz wichtig, dass ihr die Ränder gut verblendet, dass man nicht nachher hier so einen Make-up-Strich sieht oder so. Dass ihr die Ränder gut verblendet.
Das Bild des Glanzes zerfließt. Das Bild des Glanzes zerfließt. Der Mond, ein blankes Türkenschwert auf einem schwarzen Seidenkissen, gespenstisch groß, dreut hinab. In seinem Hirn steckt wie ein Nagel die dritte Klappe. In seinem Hirn steckt wie ein Nagel die dritte Klappe.
Remember also that we had launched some 12-14 surveying missions where we sent up satellites that flew around the moon so we could be looking at what we were, where we were going to land, make the selection of where we wanted to land, and we had seen facilities, ancient facilities on the moon. We already knew this. Before the first man went to the moon, you don't just go there cold. What you do, well, it was the program to go. And several different vehicles were sent up to photograph different areas, even to confirm the location that they wanted to land. Was there any problems around that? So these vehicles go out the cameras get turned on, they make their missions around the moon, and they take their photographs as they're going around.
But the trick is, you got to realize that you're dreaming in the first place. You got to be able to recognize it. You got to be able to ask yourself, hey man, is this a dream? See, most people never ask themselves that when they're awake, or especially when they're asleep. Seems like everyone's sleepwalking through their waking state or wakewalking through their dreams. Either way, they're not going to get much out of it.
Also ich glaube eben, dass der eigentlich viel, viel gescheiter ist als alle anderen.
Ja.
The thing that snapped me into realizing I was dreaming was it's my digital clock. I couldn't really read it. It's like the circuitry was all screwed up or something.
Yeah, that's real common. And small printed material is pretty tough too. Very unstable. Another good tip off is trying to adjust light levels. Trying to adjust light levels. You can't really do that. If you see a light switch nearby, turn it on and off and see if it works. That's one of the few things you can't do in a lucid dream. What the hell, I can fly around, have an interesting conversation with Albert Schweitzer, I can explore all these new dimensions of reality. And not to mention, I can have any kind of sex I want, which is way cool. So I can't adjust light levels, so what?
Falls ihr den Podcast nicht bereits in Henrys App hört, dort findet ihr die gesamte Musik zum Podcast und weiteres Begleitmaterial, zum Beispiel alles, was in dieser Folge passiert ist. Die App gibt es kostenlos für iOS und Android in den App Stores. Mehr Infos auf henry.podium-esslingen.de. Vielen Dank an die Musikerinnen und Musiker Sara Maria San, Christiana Helga Dottier, Miguel Perez Iniesta, Emmanuel Bernard, Arthur Hornig, Marc Tritschler, Johannes Fischer, Manuel Navri. Danke auch an das ganze Testklang-Team. Podcast-Produktion, Fun-Verlag, Tobias Ruderer. Henry ist Teil der Digitalsparte von Podium Esslingen.